One of the main union leaders who initiated the strike, Radiatou Serra Diallo, tells VOA she is open to dialogue with Mr. Conte, but that negotiations are no longer needed. She says he already signed agreements that led to the strike's brief suspension last month, but then ignored them. Following the deal, Mr. Conte unilaterally named officials to key national and foreign posts and then appointed a close ally as new Prime Minister, Eugène Camara. This angered union leaders, opposition politicians, and many young people who took to the streets again and went on looting rampages. They had demanded an independent prime minister. The renewed violence led to the establishment of a curfew, which was relaxed Monday, allowing people to move about from 6 in the morning rather than starting at noon. But the strike continues, with banks, government offices, and major shops shut down, as has been the case for many weeks since the strike action first started in January. The West African human rights activist Ibrahim Akane is not surprised by the strike's lasting power. He says Guineans are fed up with Mr. Conte's autocratic rule since a coup in 1984.
The society in Guinea has changed. People in Guinea are also looking at the life of people in the sub-region. It was the same situation in Mali. People managed to get rid of Moussa Traoré. Now they have a very democratic country, very democratic society. It was recently the same situation in Mauritania. People tried, even with the help of the army, but now are trying to organize a better society. It was even in the neighboring country, Guinea-Bissau, 2 years ago, the same situation, and it has changed. The only country that is not changing in the sub-region since 30 years is Guinea-Conakry.
In Guinea, the few times there have been attempts at mass demonstrations during the strike action, there has been fierce military repression, leaving more than 100 people dead. A West Africa analyst with the Brussels-based International Crisis Group, Gilles Yabi, says the Presidential Guard in particular played a key role in stopping demonstrations around the center of Conakry.
The Presidential Guard is mainly composed of people from the same ethnic area and even from the same family as President Conte. So these people have been also enjoying important economic privilege. So we can expect them to be more loyal to President Conte and again, even following him, continue to following him even in very bad situation for Conte himself.
Yabi says divisions could be possible within the army, but that this has yet to happen.
There are also a lot of high-ranking officials who came to power at the same time as Conte and who has been completely associated to the regime. So I think they are also in a difficult situation now, and they are certainly trying to evaluate what would be best for them, to follow Conte again for a few weeks or now to try to change the side and then be able to have a future in New Guinea.
The latest strike action started after Mr. Conte unilaterally freed two allies who had been jailed as part of a corruption probe amid grinding poverty, rising prices, and crumbling government services. Nico Columbus, VOA News, Dakar.